Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Been talking Browns all morning. This is so nice and refreshing because we have a guy on the air who is into the Browns, and I don't have to have any of the forced transitions and the forced like small talk because you are a Browns fan. Ladies and gentlemen, Dolph Ziggler joins us live in studio, WWE superstar, technically on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Dolph, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for getting all the notes I sent for my accolades that you just mentioned.
That's I just remembered right
he
off the top
memorized.
Of my head.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
So you were coming, you just got in from Greenville?
SmackDown was there on Friday, but I was in Fayetteville, North Carolina, technically this morning.
Unbelievable.
Technically.
And here you are in studio.
Yeah, it's Cleveland.
You are a WWE veteran, a WWE superstar. Raw is in town tonight at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Are you getting used to calling it Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse?
No. I said it 20 times in the car. I was like, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. It's like trying to remember. It's an old Seinfeld thing. He's trying to remember all the lawyers find that date. But like, it's weird when you do. Like, when I was five, I went to the Richfield Coliseum. We had to drive out there to just go see the Cavs or WWE at the time. So it's getting used to. It's fine, but I'm down. It's awesome. St. Ed's, Kent State, got a bunch of friends, my old drill partners, some wrestling coaches from Ed's coming tonight. It'll be fun.
That's unbelievable. Now, I asked you before, because you've been in WWE, you said 18 years now?
I think it's 18, yeah.
And I asked if you were in any other promotions beforehand. You said no. I mean, they must have done an exceptional job training you going from the mat and wrestling to professional wrestling.
Yeah, and it's weird. Like, high school and college, if you're hurt, you don't show it on your face. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're trying to get through it. And you know, there's a bit of a entertainment value when it gets here, and you got to learn it. Like, and it helps if you're a fan. The Miz and myself, huge fans growing up. Luckily for me, I never bumped into him until WWE. But we were both fans, and when you were a fan, you take to it more because you've watched it, you've consumed it, you know how exciting it is, you know those ups and downs, and you want to experience them and then have little kids experience the same feelings that you had. So having that aspect of it makes a huge difference.
You just mentioned 18 years with one promotion. We're talking about Kareem Hunt for the Browns. You only have so many years to try to make as much money as possible, especially when you're a running back. When you just say that out loud, 18 years, did you ever think you'd be able to forget, you know, 18 years overall, being able to wrestle somewhere, but wrestle for the world's greatest all-time wrestling promotion, that has to be unbelievable.
It's wild because even though people say, like, hey, do you imagine, like, you're at St. Ed's or Kent State, and you're like, you're going to be a WWE superstar, did you ever think that? I was like, yes, I did. But when it gets to when I was training, Lance Storm took over the training in Ohio Valley Wrestling, and we were told at the time, probably 17 years ago, you know, the average TV lifetime expectancy guys was just under 3 years.
That's it.
And now it's changed a lot. The business changed. We're in a little bit better shape. We watch our diets and everything. Everyone's a little bit healthier and safer. But I was like, man, if I can get 3 years, that would be awesome. I can come back to Cleveland and I can do a wrestling promotion. I can be with AIW. And like, it's just to be 18 years and not even thinking about slowing down is pretty awesome. I've been very lucky health-wise, but I guess the harder you work, the luckier you get. And then
I had no idea you were OVW back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think. Miz was there for a little bit, but he was in Deep South.
Okay.
Near Atlanta, McDonough, Georgia. So, again, lucky for me, I didn't have to bump into it.
So, compared to when you first started, what's it like now? I mean, you're an established star. People know who you are, especially when you come back here. What's tonight for you like?
Tonight's awesome because I really like this job. That's easy. I'm really good at it. Mm-hmm. I love it. Where you don't have to go, okay, don't mess this up. Your wrestling coach is out there. Your dad's out there. Don't mess up. This is a big deal. But you get to a point where you're so comfortable. Like, I'm going to do this, and it's going to steal the show tonight. I can't wait to see the look on everyone's damn face. That's how you get a little bit extra psyched up, because we had 2 years where we didn't have live crowds. And
yeah.
We were on a silent sound stage, and you go, it's one thing to play a football game. Like, you can still go against your opponents, and there's no people in the crowd. But when our business is based off their reactions and feeding off of them, and it was so odd. But we are back with live crowds. Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse tonight. It's going to be awesome. U.S. title match. Bailey's back from SummerSlam. Seth will be there. And, of course, Miz will do something dumb, and I'll steal the show. It'll be great.
But isn't it amazing right now? It seems like we're always wondering when, you know, WWE or wrestling in general is having a moment. And with all the news, I mean, it seems like you guys are making more national, international news. Obviously, the Vince McMahon stuff happened. We had Vic Joseph on a couple weeks ago to talk about that. He's a buddy of ours, used to work here. And just talking about what's going on in your world right now, and there just seems to be so much in the way of social media. You guys do social media better than just about anybody. But right now, you guys are front and center again. While, yeah, there's always other stuff going on, but you guys have these moments. You guys have you know, ups and downs like anything, but it seems like an up period right now, big time.
Yeah, it is. It's exciting. Anytime we're coming off of SummerSlam or WrestleMania, it's exciting anyway. But, yeah, big news out there. It's a great time to be a wrestling fan no matter what you're doing. By the way, Vic Joseph, even bigger Browns fan than I am, and I'm a diehard Browns fan, but he's usually got the inside scoop on what's going on. But also, yeah, when it comes to, if you're a fan, you can watch wrestling any night of the week, almost, live. You can catch our show all the time. We're doing all these live events. We had Clash of the Castle. We haven't been there in 30 years. We're going to Cardiff, Wales. So when you have that much excitement going on, it's a great time to be a fan, but it's a great time to be a performer because we feed off that.
So we were talking to Vic Joseph about, you know, the big events that could be held here. And we've talked before about, could there be a dome here in Cleveland, a retractable roof? Would that be something that could bring in something like the iconic, I mean, we talk about the biggest events ever, WrestleMania. Could that be something here? Look at all the wrestlers from Northeast Ohio that are not just in the promotion, but are popping, that are getting, you know, that kind of fanfare all around the country, if not the world. Do you think a place like Cleveland, Ohio could have a WrestleMania?
Yeah, and it's a big deal to have an awesome fan base that you can always rely on. And for some reason, you can you do a million of these media days and be like, oh, this is great to be here in Savannah, Georgia. Like, you can say any of those cities, but they don't always back it up with the fans. And just knowing the loyalty to the Browns and knowing the loyalty to the fans that watch our shows and come see us live every time we're in town. Of course, what a great sports town, especially when, I mean, you watch the Browns, you love them, you root for them. Watch the Indians, what are they, a game, two out of first, whatever.
Game, yep.
And it's like so exciting. And then to have WWE and then have several stars on the roster thriving and be like just going to town. We got Bliss, even she's Columbus, but it's great to have people on the national stage talking about Cleveland. And of course, with that fan base and with the following, hell yeah, we can have a big show.
I know you got to go to some of the other stations, but it's great to have you guys back in studio again, because it's been a long time since we were able to have wrestlers back in studio. Now that we are doing this again, what is the one question that people, when you do the media junket in the morning, what's the question that you hate to answer the most? Any wrestler. I mean, any professional wrestler. What do you hate the most?
Now, it's like, what's it like having fans back? Because you're so used to that. But it's the greatest thing ever. Yeah. They're the sixth man at a basketball game. Like, we feed off that. So they're like, hey, is it like to have fans? Like, normally that would be a dumb question, but we did 2 years without them. And, like, it was the greatest release to have that, feel that crowd.
Give me 60 more seconds. I got to ask him this.
Or a minute.
Dolph Ziggler joining us on the show.
True.
How annoyed do you get? Because radio guys always like to get involved in wrestling. Why do radio guys like to get involved in wrestling? And how annoyed do wrestlers get when guys try? When like local radio guys are like, I'm going to be at the thing tonight. How annoyed do you guys get with
that? I'm going to be at the thing tonight, but also I'll have the replica title over my shoulder and talking trash to you all night. And you're like, that doesn't really affect me. It actually just kind of ruins the seat for the people behind you. But it's cool when you like, hey, I have a face for radio and the body for it, too. It's like, maybe I shouldn't be a wrestler. Maybe I should be.
Absolutely.
Have a body. Don't try this at home. Leave it to the pros.
I was thinking of Bubba Love Sponge, who got intimately involved in the wrestling world. But that's another story.
Put him in that situation.
We don't have another 60 seconds.
All right. Dolph, thank you very much.
Guys, it's going to be awesome. There's a U.S. title match tonight. I'll be there. Miz, Logan Paul. Like, it's going to be awesome. This live show, feeling that crowd, and I'm gonna have to show up for a bunch of ex-girlfriends and all my old college wrestling friends. It's going
to
be great.
It's very nice. We'll be looking forward to seeing you, Dolph. Take care.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
The great Dolph Ziggler joining us live in studio on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Yes.
Remember, we got into it over an interview with one of the Paul brothers.
That was a silly argument I had. I should have walked that back, and I should have been like, ah, just interview him. I don't know why I had such a weird stance about that guy.
Back. It's 2022. You're fine.
I felt bad. I should have just walked it back. And I was like, I'm not interviewing him. He's not a real athlete. It was stupid. especially because his – no, you're an athlete. His parent, I didn't realize his mom like listened to it.
Yes, yes.
And then I was like, no. And she's like, I get it. It's a gag. I'm like, I felt bad about it. Dolph Ziggler, he will be at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse tonight. Make sure you guys watch him. Make sure you guys go. WWE Raw, fabulous stuff as always. Big fan of Cleveland. Big fan of all the teams here in Cleveland. Wonderful to see him as always there. Now, the reason I brought that up is because there are a lot of like radio hosts. And you knew that. I know you made your... I can't wait to look at Twitter and see the Bubble of Love Sponge tweets. There's been a couple things I'm like, I don't know why radio guys always like want to get involved.
Every
and do this
time,
stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just don't want to get in their way. I really don't. Like it's like we've had like Kenny. Kenny was a ring announcer for a little bit. And like that's cool, but it's like I just think those guys like they see everybody looking at the wrestlers and then they want to be a part of it. And I just think you're setting them up. I don't know how to work. I don't know how to do that stuff. They do. So
no,
I'm not going to get in their way.
The thing that and he talked about how, you know, kind of gets annoying answering the same question about the fans. We certainly asked them about that in the past. You did gain an appreciation for how they react with the fans, how that is so vital. It's not just about the storylines. It's not just about the moves, the execution of the moves. It's also about how they play to the crowd.
Yep.
And if you notice, and we've talked about this before on the podcast, how the NFL, all the players, now all George Kittle and all around the NFL, how these guys grew up watching wrestling and watched the reaction and the interaction with the fans. Now they emulate it.
And even the, so to some level, this is weird. Sylvester Stallone, they had, I want to say it was the Rocky III, the Thunderlips thing. And Sylvester Stallone had a dressing down. I swear to God, this is an old folklore story. Had a dressing down of the crew because they were making fun of like the wrestling. And he was talking about, he's like, well, they do everything live and they do it in front of four sides. They don't get extra takes. So we had like a dressing down of the crew. So it's like always like to wrestling fans. Sylvester Stallone is like in really strong company with him. All right, coming up next, I can give you a certified pre-owned Jimmy Garoppolo or... whether or not this is a mess. Dealer's Choice, Lima Picks, and we come back in the Fan. Kenny Mayne's joined the Odyssey family with his new podcast. Hey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Maine, featuring his unique style. Check out episodes with Chris Berman, Bill Walton, and Christopher Guest. Don't miss the new episode on Thursday featuring Jamel Hill. Download Hey Maine on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Podcast from Thursday. It is out right now. I'm upset with Lima about something I won't talk about on the air. Do you want me to tell the drug stories coming up tomorrow?
Oh, you have more drug stories?
I was manufacturing fake drugs back in the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'll be on tomorrow's podcast after the show.
You didn't mule these around town, did you?
It was a bit of a mule at one point, yes. You can't find out until the podcast coming up after the show tomorrow, which I told Lima the one story on the podcast. When was that? Like back in?
That's probably
that was like
been
last
3
year.
Or 4 months.
Easily.
At least.
No, we were like
maybe 6 or 8 months, yeah.
That was before I think
it was
that was
right
before
after the football season was over.
Yeah, you're probably right because we were over there when I told that story.
No, you told one and no, you were. You're right.
Yeah, I was
so
over there.
So it was before the first of the year then.
There you go. So it was before that. But yeah, if you go by the archives, 923thefan.com, there's a story of my former life when I was 14 years old.
There's been so many drug stories.
It involves guns and drugs and me owning, well, holding a gun. There are a lot of things you don't know about me, buddy. Find that on the emerging podcast scene in the archives, 923thefan.com. I gave you a dealer's choice. You want to talk Jimmy Garoppolo or you want to talk about It's a Mess? Which one do you want to talk about?
I think Garoppolo.
You want to talk about
right
Garoppolo?
Now, yeah.
A lot of people are calling the Browns a mess and you were wondering, are they really a mess?
Yeah.
Is this really a messful thing?
Yeah.
Hold off on that. You want to talk Garoppolo. Tell me about your thoughts on Garoppolo.
Well, so
I know that seems to be so lazy, but
yeah, so
there's a reason for this.
Obviously, I've made it known that I've been a Garoppolo guy, even though it seems like the rest of the NFL is not. The rest of the NFL has not had this yearning for Jimmy Garoppolo as he's just sat there. There's no real trade for him right now, even though we know that the 49ers are going with Trey Lance this year, even with that unbelievably talented team that they have coming off an appearance in the NFC Championship game. I've been a big Jimmy Garoppolo guy. Not that I thought his ceiling was something special, you know, individually, but I think he's proven that he can hang in there, make tough throws, make clutch throws, win big games. He did so on the road in a pretty much a blizzard in Lambeau Field against Aaron Rodgers last year. I mean, for all that everybody talks about how bad of a drive he had at the end of the game against Aaron Donald and the Rams, I mean, people remember what he had done the 3 weeks prior to that. Can't rescue your team every week, and that's what he was doing. He is obviously, he's a limited quarterback, though, when you compare him to guys like Deshaun Watson. No, he can't do the things that, you know, the great quarterbacks in this game can. But he has shown he is not going to waste talented teams. When he is on a talented team, he's going to take them as far as they can go in the playoffs.
Well, I had a much higher opinion of how much it would cost to trade for him. And I was immediately corrected, in credit to Nick and Dustin in the afternoon, because we had this discussion on Friday. I went on their show at around 220, 240 on Friday. And we had this discussion where, you know, they said, well, it cost about a fifth-round pick. And I said, yeah, it would cost about a fifth-round pick because the money is so prohibitive. It's $25 million. And the Browns, by the way, they have it in the right spot because they are the only team, I believe, right now, at least of the competitors, that would have the space to just bring in Jimmy Garoppolo if Deshaun Watson were suspended, even with Deshaun Watson, depending on what the contract is. I think the $25 million that Jimmy Garoppolo comes with, you're the only one who can afford it. You're the only one who can do it. So you would be the only team that would have the power to go, if you want something, we can give you something. Or you could cut him and get nothing. Now, if they cut him and they get nothing, he could always choose Seattle. He could always go up there. I think that would be a landing spot for a guy like him. I think a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo would probably have his choice of a lot of different places. I wouldn't be surprised. I'll tell you what, if he ends up getting cut, would you consider Pittsburgh out of the question?
Wow. I didn't even think about that.
I wouldn't.
And their quarterback situation seems to be a mess.
Exactly. I mean, if what I'm hearing is so bad and he were to come out and be cut, they're not going to start Kenny Pickett before they believe he's ready.
Yeah,
and
it seems like
he is not ready. So they would go out and give Jimmy Garoppolo a year.
Just help me out here, though. I'm very intrigued by some of the immediate blowback that I'm hearing from some Browns fans. Not everybody. The afternoon show on Friday went 100% guns a-blazing towards Jimmy G. And they're trying to start a movement. Like, let's get everybody talking about Jimmy G. We do have to wait to see what the suspension is,
obviously. The only reason I'm soft-pedaling it is because I want to know what the suspension is.
Right.
But they go, Ken, it doesn't matter. This is Deshaun Watson's team. And I thought, my prevailing thought, and I don't mean to cut you off on this, is I just don't want to deal with the calls because Jimmy Garoppolo is a professional, competent quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
and you can win a lot of games with Jimmy Garoppolo. So what if he were out for, say, I'm just going to say 8 games. I know the NFL is obviously pushing for more. I'm just pointing it out. Say you were 6-2 over the first 8 games. We are going to be loaded with call after call after call after call after call wanting to keep Jimmy Garoppolo as the starter. You know what I know. That's going to happen. And also, there's going to be people calling out Andrew Berry for giving $230 million guaranteed where they could have just got a nice Jimmy Garoppolo and everything would have been fine. Now, these are all best and worst case scenarios. Maybe it's somewhere in the middle, Tone.
But help me out here, because something I've noticed, there wasn't anybody really truly clamoring for Jacoby Brissett until we signed him, right? Now, we signed him, and then what I've heard a lot lately is, hey, the Browns are a really good team, really talented, maybe as talented as anybody in the NFL. Why not just ride with Jacoby? I've heard that from some people, and I wonder, is there something that happens once the Browns sign a player that you then elevate that player just because they're signed by the Browns?
I heard it
because Jacoby Brissett's been awful the last few years.
I heard it last week. I heard two different people just talking say that Jacoby Brissett is the best backup in the NFL. Well, what'd they say about Case Keenum for 3 years before that? Mm-hmm. That he was the best backup.
I feel best, like well, he is a good backup.
And the Browns do pay a little more on backup quarterback than other people.
There are certain guys who come in. You are right. There are certain guys who come in and they end up being okay, or they end up being a nice story. We see that every now and then. But far and away, a backup is a backup is a backup, and it's for a reason. If you're the best backup in the NFL, that means that people, there are 50% of the fans are going to hate you as a starter, or probably many, 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 many more than
more
50%
than
who are going to hate you as a starter. So just being the best backup, it's like, okay, that's great if we were in a situation where we had no other recourse. This is a situation where you have recourse, Anthony.
Well, like, I get it when fans were talking themselves into Brissett for 4 games, 6 games, maybe even 8. Guys, if we're talking about Jacoby Brissett for 10, 12, or a full season, your season is over.
And I'm telling, so
it's over. I keep hearing people from around Browns camp saying, well, here's the difference. Here's the difference about Jacoby Brissett. He's not going to lose you games. I'm like, I've seen him lose a lot of games.
That's what he's
What are we talking about?
Just because he's not going to lose you games doesn't mean you're not going to lose games. That sounds so Trent Dilfer, that SportsCenter clip, but that's what it is. I think it was maybe NFL Live. He could go out. We do this with quarterbacks all the time.
Wasn't the Colts team, the roster, he was on pretty good? Well, he lost a lot of games.
But we do this all the time with quarterbacks. Well, so-and-so doesn't commit turnovers. Yeah, but if you're down by 5 in the final minute, not putting you in a position.
You can't play this position in this day and age if you can't keep up moving, driving the ball down the field, making tough throws. So you can't play the position.
Go ahead.
It's the same thing that they said about Alex Smith, Tyrod Taylor. Those guys, right, they don't lose you games. They'll never go take a game in that last 2 minutes either.
And I know people keep bringing up that Jimmy Garoppolo hasn't thrown a bunch of touchdown passes in his playoff games. I mean, I've watched him on 3rd and 10, 3rd and 12, sit there, get clocked, deliver the ball with pristine accuracy over the middle on
the
big
right
throws.
Read.
I've seen that. I haven't seen that from Jacoby Brissett.
He'll make the right read. He'll put guys in position. And when you have a guy, when he's healthy, when you have George Kittle, I mean, it's just basically, you saw, I mean, good God, you saw it in the Green Bay game where they barely threw for anything, but it's like, hey, 3rd and 8, there's George Kittle on a nice skinny post for a first down. And that's all you had to do. He makes the plays he's supposed to make. Going back to Jacoby Brissett, I'm glad we're talking about it because I got emails here like, why can't it be Jacoby Brissett? And it's gotten to the point where I kind of don't want to answer the emails because I think they'll read it the wrong way. I don't want to just dump all over anybody's hopes for this year. But why have a chance to have to dump on anybody's hopes where I don't have to? I don't have a first-round picks. Money doesn't matter. Picks don't matter. So what are we arguing about here? I mean, I know you and I and Owen aren't arguing. We're all agreeing with each other. I'm sure AA might agree with us on this as well. So I'll make 4. I know we all agree with each other, but what is the argument? If I don't have any more, if I don't care about my picks and I don't care about the money being spent, and I know at some point this thing's going to go bust anyway when it just comes to the salary cap, who cares? Who cares? I don't have a first round pick this year. I don't have a first round pick next year. Doesn't matter to me. And if he goes out there and he plays poorly, all right, I'm holding the bag for $25 million on this check this year. Not my money, and I really, frankly, would rather try to do that and take a shot at Jimmy Garoppolo than what we have. Because being there on Friday, I'll tell you this, and I'll let you get in. being there on Friday, there was one play I'm walking by, and you can hear the fans in the stands starting to go, throw it! Throw it! And he took off, and you could, it sounded like Deacon was standing right next to me. The groans when he just took off. And
how many fans realize it's that bad?
I mean, he looks like a mic stand up there. Like, you're knocking over a mic stand when he takes off. Like, no, man.
You know, I see a lot of these. Tommy says some fans think because the Browns almost made the playoffs with an injured Baker, then they'll definitely make it with a healthy Jacoby Brissett. And I understand the logic. Like, I get how in your mind you could play that out. Just got to remember, the AFC is going to be even tougher this year, at least on paper. It is going to be even tougher. And I would just roll with the guy that I've seen do it. We're talking about a trade or picking him up off way. I don't know. I don't know how all of that is going to work. I just know that if we get bad information, if we get bad news this week when it comes to Deshaun Watson, I just think you have to pivot. You owe it to Myles Garrett. You owe it to Nick Chubb. You're going to ask Nick Chubb to take hits for another season this year and do so for Jacoby Brissett for probably not a chance to go far in the playoffs.
The way they make it seem, and I've only been to camp 3 days, man, but the way it seems is that I don't want to be sitting here by week four going, I can't believe we didn't call Jimmy Garoppolo. I do not want to do that. I mean, especially in the first 4 weeks of the season where those are four, I don't think you're going to go 4-0, but those are all four winnable games, very winnable games, and that's about as nice as the schedule is going to get for you in a lot of ways. I don't want to be doing that. 216-578-0092. We'll get to you guys next. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on the Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Get some criticism, Kenny.
What?
Gabagool on Twitter says they, quote, owe it to Nick Chubb and Myles Garrett. Seriously? Yeah, I don't really want to punt on a season with Jacoby Brissett where I have two guys, two of the most talented players in the franchise history of their position. Yeah, I don't really want to punt on that season.
Even if, I mean, I could mince words there with what you just said. They owe it to themselves. Because the window's supposed to be open this year. And yeah, I know. The Browns made this bed. Okay, yeah, they made the bed. And now they also have a way to lay in it. They also have another way that they can go out there and lay with it. You owe it to yourselves. You're spending a significant amount of money. You owe it to yourself to try to do everything you can to get into the playoffs this year. That's what you need to do. So if it's 12 games for Deshaun Watson, or a, God forbid, a full season for Deshaun Watson, which I think it's all on the table now, is it not? Then you got to make the call. Because fans have spoken, and they are none too impressed with what you have at quarterback backing him up.
I want to know where people talk themselves into Jacoby Brissett in the first place. Where did that come from?
Because he plays for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, we've had a lot of really bad quarterbacks, guys.
And we look at the stats we like.
Well, if you look at other quarterbacks that could potentially be a backup, you've at least seen him start games the last few years.
Yeah. Jake
they
DeLome,
weren't always great, and he couldn't beat out Tua Tagovailoa.
Jake DeLome started a Super Bowl. I talked myself into Jake DeLome. Then he basically, I mean, yeah. At one point, I thought he was actually going to quit in the middle of the game.
All right, I'll go further. Would you rather have Jacoby Brissett, who's been in camp, has familiarized himself with the offense? He is a pro. He's a pro's pro behind the scenes. They can't say enough good things about him. Would you rather have him, or would you rather call Phillip Rivers right now?
Jacoby Brissett or Phillip Rivers?
Who's been out of football?
Man, he was kind of shot putting it.
I know.
They still went to the playoffs. I mean, he has a year off.
Who would you rather have?
Didn't he gain a little bit of weight?
He may have gained a lot of weight.
I know, so have I.
Who would you rather have? Jacoby Brissett, all those things we just said, all those platitudes, or Drew Brees, who's been out of football, was in the broadcast booth a year ago.
He'd be better than what he was in the broadcast booth, Drew Brees.
What about...
Say it. Say the name. Say the name that we're all thinking of.
No, I don't.
Say the name of two of the three guys. Three.
I was going to say Fitzmagic.
Oh. You know what? For a stretch, Ryan Fitzmagic is pretty good.
For a stretch. Yeah. For a stretch.
Mike's off. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, my God. Well, they can't.
Say it.
Big Ben. Come on.
Draft Jacoby Brissett or Big Ben?
He was so bad. He was so bad.
For the commentary alone on Twitter, I say no to that. That's the one I like, okay, you know what? Let's just go.
By the way, I don't think I haven't seen the people go, what about Kaepernick? What about Kaepernick?
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. I mean, it's been 6 years.
I just don't know that he can. I don't know that he can play football. I don't know if he's any good.
It's been 6 years.
And the last time we saw him, he wasn't good. He was shouldn't have been out of football for slash 6 years.
Well, I agree with that. Jacoby Brissett or Colin Kaepernick right now? All right, still probably so Jacoby
probably Brissett.
What if Colin Kaepernick? What if none of that happened and he was just kicking around the NFL as a backup for the last 6 years?
Well, then he'd be ready to play.
No, but if he's been a backup for the last 6 years, then if no one was giving him a shot.
Yeah, that's a good point. Brian Hoyer still has a pulse. Would you like to call New England?
Hey, I've liked Brian Hoyer behind really good offensive lines.
Well, they did.
It's New good England, offensive line.
New England had the choice between veteran backup that they've had in camp, Brian Hoyer, or veteran backup that they've had in camp, Jacoby Brissett, and they went with Brian Hoyer.
And they got rid of Stidham. They got rid of Brissett.
And Hoyer still stays.
That's amazing.
He has had like a business career in the NFL.
He really has.
30 years in the NFL.
It's been Brian incredible Hoyer. Because it was teetering. It was teetering 6 years ago.
Yes, it was.
And I honestly thought,
out of the NFL.
Maybe he'll go coach, whatever. And since then, he's made double-digit more millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah. At the time, I'm sitting there going, oh, yeah, Brian Hoyer, next coach at St. Ignatius. I said, once Coach Kyle steps down, next head coach at St. Ignatius. No, he's in the NFL still another 6 years and in the NFL right now. Mm-hmm. Angelo and Menner, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Angelo.
Hello, Ken, Anthony, and the crew.
Hi.
So I got a unique solution to this whole Deshaun saga.
Lay it on me.
One thing the Browns have not done this entire offseason is be in front of anything. I think everyone's got a variety of viewpoints, but I think, factually, they haven't been in front of the Baker saga. They haven't been in front of the Deshaun saga. So here's a chance where they could. They say, you know what? This is a sensitive issue. It's dealing with 20-plus women's lives. We're dealing with NFL protocol. We're dealing with trusting Sue Robinson and taking away her ruling. Lots of unknowns in the whole scenario, and really we don't know what happened.
There are no known unknowns, and there are no unknown knowns, but there are unknown knowns that we know.
Exactly. So I think the Browns come out before the ruling comes out and say, we are going to give Deshaun Watson an in-team suspension for this season.
You're back to this
again? Oh, my God.
Why is it always at the end
of
the show?
Were you listening last week, Angelo? Were you listening at this time last week on Thursday?
I was not, no.
Okay, I'm going to let you go. I'm not gonna hammer you for this.
Oh, you're being nice.
Because I'm nicer to him because he was nicer to me than you were to me. The Browns can't suspend him. It's a work-related matter that you're just adding yourself to the lawsuit. The Browns are the NFL. The NFL are the Browns. The Browns are a franchisee by the entire corporation of the NFL. Ergo, if the Browns were to suspend them, then they're just opening themselves up to a different lawsuit. But they're already involved in the lawsuit because the Browns are the NFL. Or the potential of a lawsuit, because right now there hasn't been a lawsuit filed yet. So you can't. It's a work-related, which Lyman, he acted like he didn't understand last week. I can't imagine you wouldn't understand. It's not college football where you can do just whatever you want. This is a workers' rights issue now. And so there are rules here. This isn't college football. There are rules. You
By the way,
can't
that
do
was,
that.
That was one of the conversations that came up here and there over the weekend, which is how far is the NFLPA truly willing to go for Deshaun Watson, of all people?
Probably pretty damn far.
And his situation. See, I don't think so. I don't think they are.
That's an interesting conversation.
I just don't think this impacts enough guys in the union. I don't think enough guys in the union are worried about what happens if I get 30 people that accuse me of something.
You also got to remember here is that the guy has said publicly over and over and over again he has done nothing wrong. He has categorically denied every accusation out there. If you suspend him, you're opening up a totally different can of worms. I mean, it's the same can of worms because you are the NFL, but it's a totally different can of worms there. And then you create dissension within the ownership, and the player that you have. And he's already asked one team for a trade or demanded one team with a trade. I can't imagine what would happen if you decided to try to do something like that. You, quite honestly, I don't think there's any way you could do something like that. Tom in Elyria, if I could click on him. He's next up on the Fan. Hello, Tom.
Hi, guys. I'm going to try and give you a little bit of positive reality. Number one, if it hadn't have been for Deshaun Watson's baggage, we would have never, ever gotten him, okay? So let's say he does get a year off. We're still going to get him for 5 years. So for 5 years, we have the potential of going to the Super Bowl and winning. However, had we not gotten him, we would have gone into this season with Baker Mayfield. Does anyone honestly believe that Baker Mayfield has a chance of winning a Super Bowl?
There are a lot of people listening right now who absolutely believe that. None on this show, but there are a lot of people listening right now, Tom, who do believe that.
That believe that he could take us to a Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they're dreamers. They obviously haven't seen his baggage or what he's provided for 3 years. So let's face it. If, for instance, we hadn't got Deshaun Watson, we had Baker Mayfield, and if he has another flub year, we're here a year from now talking about where we're going to get us that quarterback to take us to the Super Bowl. Guess what, guys? We've got him. If we get out for a year, we still got him for 5 years. We'll still do a lot of winning with what we have here now this year. Are we going to the Super Bowl? No.
Tom, thank you very much for the call. I still want to – if there's an option to be better, I want to be better. Frankly, I want to maximize every single year we have. And if there's an option to be better, I just want to be better. So we could – I mean, hey, I'm glad for the positivity. And we could always say, like, eventually, because people are so upset, I'm like, he's going to play for the Browns. Eventually, he's going to play, and he'll play for the Browns. So that every fan should have resolve with that, and that's fine. The whole problem of it is that I want to have everything as much as I can now. If he's not available to us, if Deshaun Watson is not available to us, if there's a better option than Jacoby Brissett, yes, I want to go explore that option. I want to go get that. I want to go get Jacoby. I want to go get Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, the only thing is I wish I knew more. I wish I knew more about the injury and how he looks. I mean, I saw him throw 10-yard passes the other day. Look fine, but it's very different from what he's going to be asked to do.
Is that real or was that CGI?
Oh, that's a good point. Might be.
Make sure of it. All right. Back tomorrow. Did you have fun today?
Not really.
Oh, okay. You gonna have fun when the baby comes?
Hopefully.
No, you're not.
I've heard very, very different things about that.
Your wife makes you read to her stomach now. Will it be odd if your wife still makes you read to her stomach when she's no longer pregnant?
That would be weird, wouldn't it?
We will talk about that coming up. But it'll have to wait till tomorrow.
Hey, don't get smarter stomachs without reading to them.
For Big Country, for Jeff, for AA, for the slippery wizard Anthony Lima, I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.